Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. China lashing out at the Philippines as it again accuses Manila of reneging on its supposed promises in the South China Sea. Beijing's foreign ministry claims Manila continues to make provocations in the South China Sea by relying on support from what it called external forces. It also slammed the Philippines for allegedly violating a memorandum of understanding on properly managing maritime tensions and the declaration on the conduct of parties in the South China Sea. China's ire follows the creation of a National Maritime Council under the Marcos administration. A former spokesperson of Rodrigo Duterte says the former president never entered into a so-called gentleman's agreement with China over Ayungin Shoal. Attorney Salvador Panelo says he talked to Duterte about it and he denied forging a deal with China. Panelo adds whoever made the claim only wants publicity. It was another former Duterte spokesman, attorney Harry Roque, who revealed the deal. Roque said, Panelo is correct because the agreement was not specific to Ayungin Shoal. The Philippine Coast Guard regains full access to its official Facebook page today, Tuesday. An unknown entity had hacked the PCG's Facebook page last week, posting violent content. This prompted Coast Guard officials to conduct back-end operations and assess the security breach. The PCG's website was among several government websites that were hacked in February. The cyber attack was traced to a telecom company based in China. And Cebu City now experiencing a water crisis due to effects of the El Nino phenomenon. Water resources in 28 mountain villages have dried up, forcing the city government to place them under a state of calamity. Cebu's heat index reached 38 degrees Celsius Monday, and Weather Bureau Pag-asa says it could get even hotter Tuesday. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cban.com and iwanttfc.tv.